week three of Tshwane Unplugged campaign. Really enjoying this campaign as I get to speak to a different representatives of our city that is in Tshwane. In the studio this morning is Councillor Sean Wilkinson, who is the chairperson of petitions. Also, we have Dr. Raj Pillay, who is group head secretariat of the council. But first, I'm going to speak to our councillor, Sean Wilkinson. Before we get going, I want to open up the WhatsApp lines to our listeners. If you have questions during this discussion, you're more than welcome to send through a WhatsApp on 071-364-0376. I'm going to direct your question either to Councillor Sean Wilkinson or to Dr. Raj Pillay, depending on what your question is. Good morning and welcome. Thank you for being back at Impact Radio.
Good morning, Rigita. Thanks for having us.
It's such a fantastic campaign. I'm getting to speak to people that have different responsibilities in the city of Tshwane and their role that they play, and also to help us understand how our city is running. So with you, it comes to petitions. And what is the most effective way to raise and to request for services from the city of Tshwane? I'm guessing it would be a petition.
I think that's the best way. That way you formalize your complaint or your query or your request. We have two methods. You can use an electronic version and email a director, Russell Sambu, or you can give it to your councillor, your elected public representative in your ward. You can do a written petition. Sometimes people have signed 1,000, 5,000 signatures. To scan 150 documents is costly. Hand it all in a manila envelope to your councillor, and the councillor can bring it to our council meeting. At the end of every council, the speaker asks for petitions. Then the councillor involved will say, I have a petition for my community. It is about street signs, or it is about road traffic control. So he hands it in, and then it follows a process.
When it comes to making contact with our representatives in our wards and that, how do we go about that? Do we go to our website? Are all those contact details there where we can see petitions and we know who the email goes to? Because you've mentioned a gentleman over here that the email can be sent to. But somebody's driving now, they have a petition, but they don't know how to go about that. Or they haven't got a petition now, but they have something further on along the line where they do want to make a petition to the city.
So we're changing things. Since the doctor joined us, we're starting to make things more efficient. This month, we've spent a few weeks doing a roadshow, going out and telling people what is a petition, why petition, the difference between a petition and a service delivery request, how a councillor can play a role, how you can avoid the councillor. Some people want to avoid the councillor. The councillor has been requested several times. Nothing's been done. If you want to formalize your request to the city, you have to process your petition through the city, through the Speaker's office. The Speaker's office has to do public participation, and there are legislative processes for feedback. Once you've given it to us and it's arrived at the desk of the director or myself or the committee, it's an allocated an identity. We know who it is from. We know what it's about. We give it a number. We can track it. We know where it is in the system, and we can continually follow up.
What type of things are allowed to be petitioned?
Anything can be petitioned. We hardly ever decline a petition. We might decline a petition when there's foul language or rude language or insulting language, or somebody can't write, they haven't written it properly and we can't read it. Then we'll try to engage. But if they've written badly, you don't know who to contact anyway, so there's a problem. When it finds its way through to a desk at the Tshwane House or through some courier service or somebody's delivered it, it's difficult sometimes to find out who it's from. But there are no limits to petitions. We then discern what is a service delivery request and what is something that can change the face of the city. This is the perfect place for citizens to actually engage with the city, with the municipality, with the executive, with the directorate in the regions and have their voices heard.
Councillor Wilkinson, would it be a good idea to leave your contact details on that petition, just so that if there is any other things that the city wants to ask, why this petition's been made, rather than getting rejected because of potentially, like you say, the quality of the petition that has been made out to the city?
we do assist. We have got regions. We've got the seven regions. If you want to petition the city and you have an issue like that, it's best to approach a region and ask them for assistance with the petition. We have templates. We're trying with Dr. Raj to make sure that all the regions have a person or a contact person, make it more efficient, make it more ease of access to petitions. But there's no limit. You can sign a petition by yourself. There isn't like you have to have 5,000 signatures. You can do a single petition. You as a person find something that you want to have changed. You petition the city. You formalize your request and you send it through to the city. And I'll give you the processes. You can do it as a group. You can do it as an association. You can determine who's going to represent you as your proxy. Or you can just do a collective one. People go on internet and they create a online petition, thousands of people sign it, they download it, they put it in a document and they send it through to the city. So we don't, as I said earlier, we don't decline petitions. Every single petitioner will be heard and will be considered.
I feel that there's potentially a responsibility for us as citizens from that point of view, if we notice that something needs to be changed or updated to improve the lives of the citizens of that of the city. And obviously with us being in Tshwane, what are the constitutional rights and the responsibilities for the residents in our city?
So because we are legislative arm, the Constitution, I think in Chapter 2, Section 17, talks about the picketing and petitioning. So everybody has those rights. They have those rights. It's in the Constitution. But there are also responsibilities. So if you want to have something changed, you've got to play your role. You've got to be an active citizen. You've got to get involved. You've got to get people to agree with you. You've got to get a collective and say, I'm not just going to change something outside my house. Because we have 2.5 million, 3 million people. If, for instance, you're talking about traffic calming, and you bring a petition about speed humps outside schools, or a petition to reduce speed at schools or churches, then we will consider it for the whole city. So you aren't only changing your street or your neighborhood. You may change something in the city that makes the whole city better. So I think you must consider the things. You must do your homework. You must do your research. You must check best practices. You can't just be emotional about these things. If you want to make a change for more people than yourself. And sometimes you get people are entitled and they feel, let me look after myself. But other times people look at the bigger picture and they petition us for how it will affect people they haven't even met yet. And that's the noble cause that a petition can encourage.
Councillor Sean Wilkinson, I have had this thought for so long, but I know it's going to cost a lot of money. And with all this load shedding that's happened, I've always thought, can we have solar panels on our robots and our traffic lights? Because that is something that can really help the city as a whole. It can help with productivity. It can help with our GDP. It can help with many things. But knowing that solar panels do cost a lot of money. My other option would be rather looking if Eskom can rather not switch off the grid on the main roads, just to keep our traffic flowing onto the highways, off the highways, and to major city areas. So would that be a way that I could go and say, this is a petition that I have for the city, knowing that it could also cost the city quite a lot of money to, for example, install those solar panels for the traffic lights?
Brigitte, I'm looking forward to your petition. I'll make sure that your petition is heard. I think with a petition like that, there are so many aspects. Number one, local government. We then do intergovernmental relations because provincial roads, provincial dispensation in our city, we have national. So there are petitions committees on all these spheres of government. What happens next is you will be heard in the petition committee where there are a mixture of councillors from the council that listen to you. There'll be representatives from the traffic department, the finance department, all departments relevant to your request or your petition. They'll give you the examples or the explanations why it can be done, can't be done. They might describe the risks of we've had installations of solar where the solar panels are stolen on the same day. There are various risks. But they might even engage with the public and say, let's take it to public participation and let's see if there are other private investors that want to invest in, say, a section of the city. So it's a very intricate process after you've petitioned that, but the merit of the petition is good. So I encourage you to petition the city. I'm going to give you the details again, and let's see where we can go with that, because I can tell you one thing, for instance, at the Fountain Circle, once that traffic light goes down, it's a three-hour delay, and we have to do something there because the cables get stolen all the time. We're in the process of considering our options, and it came through a petition. So we will look at ways to fix that. And your petition for your areas or for the arterials that you're talking about, it has merit. And I look forward to you petitioning the city.
Thank you so much, Councillor Sean Wilkinson, chairperson for petitions in the city of Tshwane. Also, before we finish up, I still need to chat to Dr. Raj Pillay, just to let you know who Dr. Raj Pillay is. He is the subject matter expert in audit, risk and governance. He has worked in both the private sector and the public sector, and he has had the privilege of serving five mayors and is now the group head of the Office of Speakers, and he has completed a PhD in smart cities. So I'm speaking to a man that knows his stuff when it comes to public sector and private sector, and is very well adverse when it comes to smart cities. We spoke about that last week off air. Dr. Raj Pillay, thank you so much for being in studio also with us to discuss today. My question to you is, what does the Office of Speaker do when the Petitions Committee had resolved on a petition and has received from the community, and the resolution is not implemented accordingly? Because obviously there is accountability that comes with this.
Good morning, Birgitta, and good morning to the listeners of Impact Radio. I think upon me joining the city of Tshwane, as Councillor Sean alluded, we did change certain processes on the petition side. And I can tell you, Councillor Sean is very hands-on. So when we reach a consensus and the committee is resolved, we then follow that process through the administrative arm of the city, and we hold the administration to account. And the fortunate part for us now, we've appointed a city manager, a permanent city manager of the city. And for us, it's an excellent opportunity to then engage with the city manager and hold the city manager to account on behalf of his leadership, which is the senior executives in the city. That information is tracked, and it's a KPI, which we've now included on the scorecards or the performance appraisals of each executive. So that then gives the residents comfort that it's not lying in some file 13 in one drawer. And I've spoken, I've petitioned the city, and the chairperson, under the leadership of Councillor Sean, we will make sure that we hear you and we respond. And at times you will even be called in to the city. So, Birgitta, when you send your petition on traffic lights, we might even call you in to say, elaborate more, tell us, you know, give us some ideas, and maybe you'll have even some innovative ways to assist the city. So for us, it's accountability. It's holding the administrative side of the city to account. That's what we are here to do. And as public servants, we are to serve the residents and to make sure that service delivery is on top of the agenda in the city under the DA-led coalition.
Well, it sounds like that there is accountability when it comes to the leaders of our country. You mentioned that they have KPIs that they need to fulfill. And how often are their performance appraisals done? Is that on a cycle of 4 years? Is it every year? Is it every 6 months? How does it work with our representatives?
Yes. Birgitta, I think it's legislated that you've got to do appraisals every quarter. Because we, as the as local government, is highly regulated, so what we do is quarterly reports to council, talking about performance, your budget spends, and ultimately where the city is going in terms of medium, short term, medium term, and long term. So performance appraisals are done every quarter, and then you know whether an individual is actually performing in that role, and we got to be decisive. If we want to see real change, tangible change that residents are calling for, we have to see an improved performance in the public service at large.
Dr. Raj Pillay, thank you so much for just weighing in also on today's discussion. Dr. Raj Pillay is the group head in the office of the Speaker. It's great to have you also just weighing in on this, as you do every now and then during the campaign. I'll ask you a few questions, or at least one question, on a weekly basis. Councillor Sean Wilkinson, before I let you go, I have a question from a listener. Before I ask this question, I know that when it comes to our economy and employment and things like this, this could be a bit of a tricky question for you, because people need to make money and the unemployment rate is so high as it is. So the question comes in from one of our listeners saying, can street hawkers, can they be petitioned?
Okay, good question. So the question is, can they be petitioned? I would love some clarity. Do we petition them, or would you like to petition to probably remove them? Maybe that's what the question is about. What do you think? Let's go on. Can you remove them? So there's rights and responsibilities of every person that wants to sell products in our city. They go through economic development. They get a permit. Once a hawker has a permit to sell, that means the city has decided that it's okay for them to sell in an area. Hawkers that are just standing on street corners, if they bother you, that's a service delivery issue. What happens is you can take it through the TMPD. If they are maybe disturbing the peace, if they are littering, if there's illegal dumping, there are other issues to consider. You could consider putting in a petition to say, where could we place these hawkers that suits the community, that allows them to generate an income, that gives equity to all persons, to all stakeholders? I think that would be an interesting petition, because it would encourage the city to create spaces for the guys that want to generate an income. So I think maybe that questioner, that listener, should send us in a petition, clarify what they are saying, and we'll make sure that they are heard and they are considered. Because I think at the moment the world's upside down, and if people want to generate an income to survive, we must find ways,
we need to
innovative
encourage that.
And creative ways to make sure that everybody, the sun can shine on everybody. If that's the purpose of a petition, to make sure that there's a positive outcome, I'm all for it.
Councillor Sean Wilkinson, Chairperson of Petitions from the City of Tshwane, thank you so much for being in studio today to talk to us about how we can get involved and petition at the City of Tshwane.